In today's Mishnahs, we're in the second and third Mishnah from the 12th Perek of Masechta Yavamot. Mishnah begins, Chaltza b'sandal she'enu shelo. If the Yavam was not wearing his own sandal, rather he borrowed it from somebody else, or b'sandal shel etz, or a wooden sandal that's covered with leather, or b'shel smol b'yamim, or he's wearing the left shoe on his right foot, Mishnah says, Chalitzato k'sheira. Then the Chalitza is valid. Now, the reason why the Mishnah has to state this is because the Torah says, V'chaltzan na'alo, which seems to suggest it has to be his own sandal. However, since it also refers to a beit chalutz hana'al, which is not his own personal one, Chazal understand that he can even wear a borrowed one. So why does the Torah say na'alo, his shoe or his sandal? That is because it has to be a na'al that is the size that is suitable for him. That means if it's way too big or way too small, that would be invalid. There wouldn't be a valid chalitz if she removed that from his foot. That's why Mishnah says, Chaltza begadol shuyachol lalechbo, if it's slightly big on him, but he's able to walk on it, doesn't fall off him. Or bekatan, or he wears something, a sandal that's small, shuchofet rov raglo, that nonetheless covers most of his foot, that would still be chalitza to kshira. That's the logic behind that is based on what I've already explained. Chaltza belayla chalitza to kshira. Mishnah says, if he did chalitza at night time, then that would be valid. However, Reb Eliezer says, pasul. Why is that? Well, that is because usually Beit Dino does judgment during the daytime. However, Dine Mamonot that starts during the day and finishes during the night, that is still considered valid. So the machloket is here with how we define chalitza. And chalitza has monetary aspects to it. So therefore, is it considered like the Gemara Din, simply the ending of the Din, so therefore it can be done at night time? Or Reb Eliezer says, no, it's invalid because it's considered like the beginning of Din. Which says, besmol. If she removed the shoe from his left foot, Mishnah says chalitza tapsul, it would not be valid. Why? Because we have the get a gzeira shava. The term raglo is also used here as well as by metzora, and with metzora, there it's referring explicitly says ba'ahon raglo hayyemanit. So the Rebbe Yezer, however, he says it's machshir, meaning if she removed it from his left foot, it would be valid. In other words, he doesn't have the tradition of learning the gzeira shava from metzora. Let's continue with Mishnah Gimel. Because this is a v'chatzana alo ma'arag lo the yarka befanav, so we learn that not only does she remove the shoe, she also spits in front of him. The Mishnah says, if she did chalitza and she did rakaka, the lo kara, and she didn't read the psukim that she has to recite, min yavimi, etc., etc., we will learn. We say, Mishnah says, chalitza takshere would still be bidyev, it'll still be valid. If she kara v'rakaka, if she read the psukim and also spat rakaka, aval lo chaltza, but didn't remove the shoe, then chalitza psula. Chaltza v'kara aval lo rakaka. If she removed the shoe or the sandal and she read the psukim but didn't do the spitting, then we have a machlokatana. Eliezer says chalitza psula would be invalid because she's missing a maaser, an act that was required by the Torah. Rabbi Kiva Ava says, actually, no, it would be still be valid. Chatzir k'sheira. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi says, kacha ya'aseh. In the Torah it says, Kach yaseh la'ish. So is it shall be done to a person, asher lo yibaneh et beit achiv, that doesn't want to build the house of his brother. So kach yaseh means kol davar shehu ma'aseh ma'akev. According to Rabbi Eliezer, anything that is an action, so not just the removal of shoe, but a spitting, is critical, is ma'akev. However, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Akiva responds, no, misham raya, I'm going to bring my proof exactly from the same pasuk you're bringing it from. That is because it says, Kach yaseh la'ish, so you should do to the man. Meaning, kol davar shehu ma'aseh, indeed, yes, anything that's a ma'aseh, but specifically a ma'aseh that is to the guf of the Adam, meaning to the body of the man. So removing the shoe from the body of the man is indeed a ma'aseh that is done to the ish, but the spitting is not a ma'aseh that was done to the ish, to the man. And there's a Mishnah today.